Hold on, why do we hang out? Episode 44.
Yeah!
I didn't prepare. We talk about space racism and a lot of video games again and Buffalo Soldier.
Not even again. We haven't talked about video games in a minute.
We talk about video games a lot.
Quite a bit.
Nah, probably not.
It's a frequent thing.
And Buffalo Soldier and explaining that to a 6-year-old.
and racism.
And Donald Trump.
And Jacob and I are idiots.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you got to respect gravity. It is the law.
We didn't, though.
Nope. And she made you your bitch. First law?
That's why, like, in 3 weeks is Elliot's birthday. Shut up, Justin. We're doing a quick one because you got to leave in, like, so many minutes.
I have to get my little pencil in there.
I know you do. Well, stop it.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you preached a science lesson on how fucking ass Justin is.
I learned what AUs are.
What's an AU, Justin?
Astronomical unit.
And what's the distance of an AU?
8 minutes.
From?
The sun.
And?
Earth.
There we go. I hate you.
Light minutes. That's just a check. It's not a check plus. You did good.
But you get a check.
But you get a check.
You got satisfactory. If we were grading this on an A to F, you got an S.
So do I get like a 4, like, triangled, like, star?
No.
A 4 triangled star?
You still get a talking to with your parents, because God damn it. I hate you. Game on.
Game on.
Can't find him. They're going through thinking he's using a chameleon, so he's invisible. So they're like throwing spells and shit out, and he just stands there.
They don't ever try to attack the guard?
No, but no, because if the guard only attacks if he is attacked. So he just stands there. And they don't want to, he's just a low-level guard, so it's not worth your time to alert everybody. So they're running through, trying to hide. And you just watch, and so the video just time skips. He just stands there and he goes, there's one, and it goes, time's up, and the guy leaves, and the dude wins. And so he just stands there and he goes, you won, blah, 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 blah. And he just stands. And he waits. And someone else comes in. And then he has these skulls, like a taunt skull. And you throw it and goes, uh-oh. And it's just a head that makes an uh-oh sound. So a guy runs back into the room and he's looking around. And he's like, here he comes again. Uh-oh. And he just stands there with the fucking halberd. And the guy's like, and he walks away and he goes, uh-oh, and he comes in, and it just decimates the room, but where he's standing, it's like by the lip of a staircase, so everything gets blown up, and it's charred. He just stands there. Uh-oh.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like frustrating as shit.
Like, and all I'm like, it's Justin in a video game.
Uh-oh.
And the dude comes by, and when he finally walks over, he goes, countdown, and then it starts showing the countdown, and the guy, as the dude, the helper, turns, and he does a taunt dance. And the dude drops to his knees like he does like a beg forgiveness thing, but he's basically like, you're the master. And his character gets on his knees and bows to him as he gets teleported out of his place like, sir, you win this round. Like, that right there was like, that right there sold me more than seeing any trailer or anyone describing a game. That right there.
So I have a habit of getting recorded now on League.
Really?
Yeah, because I talk shit when other people start talking shit, which tilts them even further. Which it rages them. Yeah. So I get reported frequently.
Like what?
Like when they start, like, because I can just kill them. Like, I will spend 90% of my match just going after that one person just to enrage them.
Wow. So much, Justin.
So the thing you
So basically, I wait for the first person to start talking shit.
And you go after the shit talker.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. There we go.
But there's nothing wrong with that, though. That's justice.
That is part of the game.
That's just injustice. That's like being the Punisher with less murder.
Yeah, like, I don't ever, like, initiate it.
Then that's okay. You know what? I take back my statement of you being an ass. That is 100% understandable. Yeah. I get that. Because there are times, like, you'll play a game,
and I don't ever cuss
that guy's being a dick.
I'm just, like, being really nice about it, and that pisses them off even more about it.
And it's like, oh, thanks for letting me kill you again. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me your money and...
I needed that. I needed your supplies. Yeah.
This really helps me out in the long run, and
yeah,
I appreciate that.
You know, I don't even appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Let's see, I can do that to 5 different people at one time. That's more fun.
When you just kill the team, Leroy Jenkins, and kill them all.
Nobody Leroy Jenkins is in anymore.
That's how I play everything. Yeah.
But do you scream Leroy Jenkins?
To myself.
Yeah, I do. Well, you gotta do it over the comms.
You know what's a fun game to try to not ever Leroy Jenkins? Broforce. The greatest game ever made.
That's all I ever want to do is fucking Leroy Jenkins, and then I die, and I'm like...
You're sitting there, you're like, I'm gonna fucking stab all of you, and then one dude just goes, bop. And you go, you're just dead.
Because
like,
you get shot one time and you're dead, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Carter said he beat it.
No, I beat it, yeah. You fight Satan like three times, you fight the devil, you fight the Satan in a business suit like all the time.
Yeah,
and when he dies, he goes, and then he disappears.
He's always at the very end of the levels.
Yeah, but then when you fight that one and you kill the last one, you go, shank, or you kill it in whatever way.
He's like, you're in hell, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, no, you go to hell, and he turns into Satan, and he gets buff, and he goes, boom, boom, brrrr, and he's the devil, and it goes, Satan, he's one tough dude. And then you fight Satan, and you kill him, and then he goes, super devil. And then he's the same guy, but he's on fire, and he shoots out fireballs.
So it's like the three levels at the end of God of War, where you're fighting yourself over and over again, and you're like, fuck this game.
Fire devil is so irritating, because he does the whole screen fire death, so you're like, run away, run away! And then you gotta like hide in between little bits of rock that are getting destroyed at the same time. And then you kill that, and then he goes, oh! And then it goes, bum, 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 bum. And it totally just, it's every movie, every game ever made. And it goes, Satan, Vital Four! And he's a Doom head. It's the Doom slash Diablo devil. As a giant head with spider legs. And then he's like, and you have to get parachuted in, and you look all badass, and you gotta kill it, and he's like a part snake thing, and when you kill it, it like grows back, and it looks gross. Also, aliens in it. You fight a bunch of aliens. Like from Alien and Predator, they're in it. And you can be the Predator, he's called Predabro. And his special, like, close combat attack where he shanks somebody, he ziplines him up to the nearest point.
It seems like there's nothing to do in that game except that one attack.
No. And there's general murder, and everybody has their normal skills, like, MacGyver throws dynamite, and then he gets a turkey as his secondary.
MacGyver. How do you do the turkey?
Circle. And you throw it, and then all the guys go, ooh, and then they go to eat it, and then they'll start eating it, and then you can blow it up.
Huh.
Yeah, and then the Predator gets, like, his plasma caster and goes invisible and locks on people.
You haven't played Broforce, Justin?
It is a game built for Justin by Justin, and he won't fucking touch it.
I got the Division. Every time if I play a game on the PlayStation, I'll be
no. Play Bro. We could all play Broforce together. It's free. The four of us can just play it.
I just haven't started it.
I don't think it's downloadable anymore. Or like,
I've had it.
You should check.
Yeah, I had it for a while.
Well, we all have it though.
I have it.
Yeah. Oh, you have it. Then we all need to get on and play because it's the funnest game ever made. Kale and I play that shit for hours. Like, we will sit there and play versus, and you want to see a kid get competitive in balls? Oh, fuck, he hates losing to me. But when he wins, he goes, nah, 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 you're a loser! And I'm like, alright. That next one is just, murder, murder, murder! I'm like, how do you like losing? Doesn't feel good. Maybe you shouldn't be such a douche about it.
Exactly. Okay. No, you're teaching him life lessons.
Yeah.
You know, I never even played this. The original one.
Borderlands?
Yeah. I bought two just on instinct because, like, everyone else was buying it. Because
Borderlands 2 was fucking great.
Yeah, Borderlands 2 is amazing. Borderlands 1 is a lot of fun, though, but 2 is so worth that.
That's Andrew's Borderlands 1.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I just downloaded a bunch of games that are, like, free on the PS3 because I have all my ones, but I have hardly any Kale can play. But all he ever wants to play is Burnout. And that kid, he is good. It is almost irritating.
All my save shit is on my old PS3, the one that fried.
Yeah.
And so I started playing Burnout again. I'm like, I can't.
Nope. It's
the time and dedication you guys put into that.
We put in a lot of time to that game.
Chris and I especially, because we'd like play online together.
You two and Shannon?
Yep.
It was like competitive like medals and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah. No, it was me and him.
No, because Shannon wanted to get platinum before everybody.
Yeah, but
no, because remember I let you use my camera, so we could get platinum.
No, you didn't let me use your camera.
I thought I let you use the camera.
Nope.
I totally thought I did.
All I'm missing is the camera trophies, by the way.
That was it?
That's it.
Wow.
That's all I'm missing.
That's because somebody didn't want you to get.
No, because I remember we were all trying to beat
him.
Because I got the camera for my birthday, and I didn't tell Shannon, because I got it from my dad, and we went home, and Angela was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to do burnout trophies to get the platinum over Shannon. And she's like, you haven't even played Burnout Forever. I'm like, I know, because we had everything, but him nor I had the camera. So I plug in the camera, and I'm sitting there like, okay, what do I got to do? And I get online, and I do all the trophies, take a shot, send it to Shannon, and I go, fuck, you got platinum for you, because he is such a trophy whore that he has to have a trophy for everybody. And the only other one we did that to was God of War 3, beating it first. You breathe it over there?
Yeah. No, I choked on my spit.
He's dead.
Yeah. No, fucking God of War, dude. I remember racing you at God of War. I think we've talked about this before. Yeah.
God of War 3.
We just kept texting each other, like, how far are you?
Well, we were trying to be cool about it, though.
But
it
was nonchalant. Like, yeah, oh, like, beat this
I got it. It's like, oh, well, I haven't been able to play today, which lies. 100% lies. We could see each other on it. Like, I haven't even played today. And you're just like, it's like, you look, drill, God of War 3. Yeah.
3 hours in.
Motherfucking shit. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, have you been to Prometheus yet? No, I don't know what you're talking about. And you're like way past it.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't know, who's Prometheus? That movie that's coming out?
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Huh. When I get there, yeah. And you can see where somebody is in the game, too.
It'll be like Drellum, and it'll be like God of War 3. It'll be like, just about to smack that bitch hair in the face. Which is hands down. Like, you meet her, and you're like, well, you're going to go and kill this woman? But then by the end of it, she is such the wicked stepmother that you're like, all right, whatever I need to do to kill this bitch, I'm going to kind of be okay with. Like,
pretty much.
Screw sexism, screw any of it. She was such a... They were like, what is the worst aspect of a human being? Hera. At least with Zeus going around and fucking everything with a vagina, he was just up... He was on Front Street with you, though.
Yeah, he was up front.
But Hera was just like, God, at least when Hercules did it, he didn't make such a shit show of everything. And you were like, I just killed Hercules, bitch. I put his head into a wall. You want to be next? And she's like, you don't have the balls. Constantly. Just, oh, fuck.
You know I kill deities.
it's
not even for a living. It's a hobby.
Oh, did you see the internet about it? About God of War?
No.
It says Kratos is on a journey. And then it's just a thing. It's like Kratos is on a journey. And it says, hashtag God of War. And then it is from, like, the studio. And they're like, a journey across the Rainbow Bridge. Yeah, Kratos is going to go to Valhalla. And kill the gods. All of them. So we get Kratos versus Thor. Yes, I know everything that your imagination is saying is the best thing ever. I know. 100%.
Because fighting all the Greek gods, you're like, this is how life should be.
Always. But now, Frost Giants, Odin Sun, the World
Pandora's
Serpent.
Pandora's Box and shit.
Fuck it all.
I hate that fucking level.
Being in the box itself.
In the box.
That was so... Sucked. See, Justin, I granted fair enough reason as to why you're not a fan of the game.
Oh, no, I know all about this game. I have seen it
but
done
not
and played.
You've also heard us just...
For like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to just be legit. Fair, it's essentially the greatest
also,
game ever played.
Was it 3? No.
At the house, 2.
No, I played...
Yeah, I remember being at your house.
You played Ascension because you wanted to try the online.
I remember being at your house when you beat 2.
Before online.
And we're like, oh, he's going up to fucking Olympus.
Yeah, and you're on Gaia, and you're like, battle to hell!
Because, you're battling her up going up the rocks.
All
yeah.
three of us are sitting there like, yeah!
And then it's like, credits.
God of War 3 coming out in 10 years.
And you're like, yep.
Fuck you, God
that
of War 2.
That was hands down the greatest built-up end. You're like... And we're going to go to Jobbik Mountain, we're going to take it, and and just like John McCain's political career.
That wasn't John McCain, that was Howard Dean.
That did the beer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sure it was McCain?
That's how Howard Dean got pushed out of the presidential race.
He lost like the next day.
How does a guy go beyond? But then we have a guy now who goes, oh, I'm going to build a wall, right? It's going to be such a wall, right? And fucking no queers and Mexicans. Maybe 2 queers because I got sexual issues. But no fucking Mexicans.
Queers for me,
none of you. You can't have queers. Queer. But that's okay.
I'm
going to
make Mexico pay
goes,
for it.
Yeah, and I'm going to make Mexico pay for it.
And make Mexico
like,
pay for it.
Fuck you.
But a decade ago, a guy goes, bah!
8 years ago because he was up against Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was in that primary.
You know, he's sitting there right now going, I swear to God, I hate this country so hard. So fucking hard. I said one word. One. It wasn't even a word. It was an expression.
I thought
we're
going to
take Iowa, and we're going to take Colorado.
Just And then he's like,
but media just ate it up, though. Like, they
would have had a shit show if that were Trump. If you could just have a time machine and go, this is what you let pass now, and they're like, what have we done? Or like Fox News Now going, what have we done?
No, like that new footage of Donald Trump and like describing his newborn daughter about like...
He was on Lifestyles with the Rich and Famous, and he's talking about... was his name? Roddy... Whatever, the host of Lifestyles. Yes. I can't remember his name right now.
Too awesome.
Was asking, so what features does your baby have from you? And he's like, he says something convoluted and shitty about him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but her, she's got her legs, and gestures towards his chest. What? Maybe someday she'll, and you're like,
that's your fucking newborn.
Wow. She's like 14 months or something. Yeah, like
he's such a shit person.
Right?
Such a shit. He's just a shit. That's it. If aliens came down from outer space and were like, we're gonna kill you, and we're like, why, bro? And they're like, why, Independence bro? Day 2, like, cash cow, I think is what it's called.
For Independence
Day. No, I'm really excited. But if they come back, and in their parallel world, Donald Trump is now president, because somehow they don't let Bill Paxton go another term, but apparently he's gone insane and
heck. I'd vote for Bill Paxton.
All over again.
After Bill Paxton.
Saved us from aliens.
Yeah.
God. But apparently it goes nuts. But that's okay.
I hope Randy Quaid fucking makes an appearance in Independence Day 2. Like, they shoot all his shit in Canada because he's afraid of coming back to the States.
I was like, isn't he
no,
in jail?
He dies. He dies. No. He dies at the end of 1, though.
I know. Yeah, he, I know, well, but he, maybe he did
no, no,
die.
No.
Maybe
he disappears.
He flies a plane
into the ship,
and immediately goes, in the words of my generation, up yours. Probably the third.
Up
yours!
You gotta say it.
Yeah, and then probably in the top 5 easy best killing one-liners of self-death. Like, martyrdom equal one-liner
greatness. You never see a body,
though. Yeah.
You do. Because he's literally... The beam blows up 10 square miles, and it hit his plane first.
I don't know. You've been...
That may have been good aliens enough. And, like, use a teleport.
He got out of it.
Oh, yeah, they teleported him?
They teleported him.
Yeah. No, sure. Because, I'll be real, too much interference. They wouldn't be able to disassemble his molecules without bringing too much of the energy with them, and if they did then it would blow up wherever they were at.
Like a, you know, 9x9 square, just took everything.
A MacBook Air brought down the fucking mothership.
It was not even a MacBook Air.
Was it just a MacBook?
That was just a MacBook.
Sorry.
From, like, 97.
A Mac... 96 when the movie came out.
That means my watch, aliens come back, and I just go... Blow up Independence Day aliens. And then I win. Win. You're all welcome. Peace.
Yeah, a MacBook took down the advanced race.
Which is so insane, because it's one of those, like, as a kid, you watch it and you don't fucking care. But the moment you get any knowledge, you're like, if a Windows computer can barely talk to a Mac, even now, like, they don't, just because companies are assholes to each other.
Yeah, that just means like Xbox and PlayStation.
You didn't even need a Mac. You could have done a Commodore 64 and just uploaded a fucking worm to their computer and killed them. And they would have done the same thing, which is weird, because your technology is so advanced that you still use a fucking 32-pin prong to pull your shit
in. We have to give aliens viruses to kill them.
Because it was a play on War of the Worlds.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, between that and, like, Signs and everything, like...
No, the Signs aliens were stupid. You don't invade a planet that is predominantly your weakness. Yeah. That's like Superman going, like reverse Superman goes to Krypton. I'm hating Krypton, even though it can kill me.
That was the twist. And then the one alien got a knife in his fucking hand.
Yeah, that's knives all I remember and water. Knives and water.
And the creepy alien walking through the hall.
God, shut the fuck up.
he just looks over at Pan.
He's Bigfoot, and he's just like, shit. That look on his face is like, I'm a goose?
If I don't move.
Yeah, if I stand still, they won't see me.
He's fucking Bigfoot with a Kogan.
Yeah, and he's like, not mine?
Canadians know how to make shitty beer.
Yeah. I thought that was odd, though, like, because it's walking through an alley, but it's trying to be secretive at the same time. And you're like, so let me get this straight.
The premise of the movie. Code, that's
but it's like, in the premise of the movie, we're supposed to believe they're being secretive. Yet you go to one of the most populous cities, Mexico City, in the world, and then hang out in the ghetto. a very densely populated portion of any city.
There's a giant birthday party going around.
And then look, surprise. You hear this, and you're like, I'm surprised anyone saw me. You deserve to fail your invasion.
I just flew across the country. Well, big empty space in between.
That's what I'm saying. You go anyway.
You land there first.
Literally hours upon hours.
It's almost more believable.
Empty shit.
Yeah. No, it's believable that the Legion of Doom headquarters is not found in the Louisiana swamp. Because there's so much open fucking space that makes sense. But to, like, build your headquarters in the middle of, like, Mexico City, and you're like, how did you find me?
In that one movie, Battle for L.A., I think it is.
Battlefield Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Like, they just literally take out the coast.
Yeah, no, they were smart. They were like, we're not afraid of water.
Yeah, they just, like, go in and decimate everything.
It's actually a pretty cool movie.
That's, like, I think, like...
I don't think I've seen Battlefield.
It's good.
It's pretty badass. Like, the aliens are fucking...
Yeah.
How'd they lose in that? I don't remember how they lost.
They don't. We just... They are able to destroy their... Because all aliens apparently... Because... We are so unimaginative as a people.
They got the
resources.
It's not even resources.
No, they like were tapping to like the core.
But they wanted to use the planet as a base of operations, and it's like, again, if you're willing to dump X amount of space dollars, whatever the fuck your space currency is, into your armed forces to decimate a planet of 7 billion people who...
We don't know how space economy works.
But... No, for it's shit, is
they
what it is.
They probably don't really worry about money as much as we do, so...
Well, no, that's
it's
the
like
thing.
The Native Americans, like, everybody owns everything.
No, but
we're owning you.
Yeah. Everybody owns everything, dibs.
And since we own the planet, we own you.
Yeah, because Manifest Destiny. But the logic
space
is...
Space Manifest Destiny.
It's like Manifest Destiny, but way bigger. But the logic element is this. You go to Mars. Mars has resources. They're just below the surface. And if you are technologically advanced to travel through interstellar space and you find Earth, you are ignoring every moon of Jupiter, every moon of Saturn, at least on both half of which have more resources
Maybe
than we do. No, they're not. Shut up. And then
well, in the movie's context.
No, but they're not, though.
Movie
because
context.
Then we would have seen them.
Europa has deeper oceans than Earth.
Yeah,
and
if they
water.
Need water, not they could have gone to Europa.
It's a million miles away, like, or a billion.
Europa? Or, like, Jupiter? Yeah, it's like a billion.
It's like a billion. Cause
but even then,
they
you
said,
look through a telescope. Yeah. We just watched Jupiter get hit by something.
They're like, oh, we're like a billion miles away from Earth. And it's like,
yeah, and you're like, you don't understand space miles.
A billion miles away is way fucking far.
Yeah, and in space miles...
But you're in Jupiter.
That's not that far. Like, miles and then space miles, there's a reason why it's done in parsecs and AUs, not miles in space. You don't go miles per hour in space.
Justin, what's an AU?
I don't know.
Thank you.
It's an astronomical unit. It's a distance between the Earth and the Sun. It's 8 light minutes. I hate you all so much. I know you at least know these, right?
I know what an astronomical unit is. I want to know what Justin knows.
I hate you so hard.
I am aware.
This is common knowledge.
Yeah.
Apparently between...
I also didn't know Jupiter got hit by something.
Everybody hit by shit.
No,
all the time.
But Jupiter just did like way hard enough that when they filmed it, like a dude was like, what the fuck? You watched Jupiter. I'm Jupiter. I'm doing... What the fuck were you?
I also
like, he noticed Mark Watney was alive and everything was moving
No. Only it's Jupiter, and then a chunk of Jupiter is, like, screaming. Like, when, the Shoemaker Levy 9. When they were like, oh, when it hits, it's gonna go boop, 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 boop. Because some scientists don't understand the whole mass object collide spaceness.
Maybe they just
Shoemaker Levy 9 was a comet that broke apart in Jupiter's atmosphere because its gravitational pull is really fucking strong and ripped it apart, and it went over the surface of Jupiter over a period of 4 days in March of like 97, 98. Go die in a hole.
This makes me so happy.
When they hit, each one of them hit with enough force to wipe out the planet. Jupiter literally went, no, and saved us. And by that, I mean its ass is so large, it pulled Shoemaker Levy 9 towards it. This time, however...
It twerked in front of
Earth. Yeah, it went... and it brought all the boys to its yard with its milkshake. That's what it did.
With its Jupiter milkshake.
Yeah, with its Jupiter milkshake.
Jupiter saves us from a lot of shit.
Always. Jupiter is basically why we are not dead. Like, we owe Jupiter all of our space dollars. Jupiter was like, hey, you remember that one time, like, always? Yeah, a couple of bucks would be great.
That's why you want to go, like... Well, another Earth with self-staying people or life forms. would be great, and it's probably out there. But man, we get lucky on a lot of fronts. Like,
yeah, no, we do, because
space radiation, the one that hit, and
Jupiter is so big that when this last one hit, when you see it, like the footage of it, it's just like, because they're always taking pictures of Jupiter because it's awesome. And they're just like, picture, 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 boom. And you literally see, like, a chunk of Jupiter just go back. What the shit?
Like,
and
to the left.
Yeah. it is straight up. And you're like, are you okay? And he's like, I don't even know. It hurt really hard. Like, it was like it hit the head of Jupiter.
Yeah.
And it just goes, Jupiter. And it's like panel after panel of just explosion from the head of Jupiter.
Damn.
Would have obliterated us. Jupiter's like, to the point of it would have hit. And we wouldn't have been present to experience it.
The chunk that got blown off is bigger than Earth?
No, because Jupiter doesn't have chunks. It's a gas giant. It technically doesn't have a surface.
It doesn't, huh?
Doesn't, because it's a gas giant. It has no real surface. It's just held together as gas. It's just atmosphere.
From the gas chunks?
Is it gas?
No, like, gas chunks.
Can you wear a mask and we'll be fine then?
So when chunks fall off of Jupiter, is it like for a giant space fart?
For a fraction. So, yeah, it's a space fart. It was such a space fart.
Is it green? Because then it would be, you know, a space fart.
Have you ever seen Jupiter?
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, exactly. They just like kind of linger around.
Don't attack. Don't.
I'm
don't.
Making up for a fucking don't. Week. I haven't don't. Seen
and
you.
It's been a wonderful week of silence.
I think podcast is going to get a lot more aggressive. Because we're used to not seeing Justin for a week. But you worked with him for
ever-ish
years.
Yeah.
Where I've just been off and on working with Justin.
No, when we were doing Titus, it for real was like, it had been, at that point, 4 days. And I was like, holy shit, like, love the new job and everything. But the people I work with.
I can't talk to Sean. Sean doesn't want to talk.
They have nothing interesting to talk about and they suck on their interests.
Maybe we should update the podcast. Chris has a new job, no longer works at Joe's.
Oh, yeah. I don't work at Joe's. That's a whole thing.
I went to Florida. And it's actually all right.
No, it's not.
It's not as bad as we make it out to be. Just people are dumb down there.
That's exactly what we said it is, though.
Florida's pretty. I think it's, and, like, the sunsets are grand.
Okay, so was that one chick who was, like, running for, like, Miss America? And remember when she was like, and for like 5 minutes and such?
She had a problem.
Yeah, but she was hot, but she kept saying, and such. So, not a real argument.
But...
Florida is the and such of America.
Like, you know, a lot of the people I ran into in Florida were fucking great.
The culture and like the environment. Like,
some people you're like, you could see why Florida turns some people into the people of Florida and why they do things.
Wow. So you're not blaming them on their own inability to be intelligent.
No.
They're just shitty
it's
people.
It's not that. It's just like, you're like, I get it. I get why some people down here are super shitty. But it's gorgeous. And it's kind of a cool place.
Elaborate on how you get the people of Florida are so willingly
like
ignorant of the
Idaho.
Universe. That's not a good argument.
No, that's
it
best
is
explanation.
Like Southern Idaho.
Like,
that's so not a good argument.
It's like Idaho with beaches.
But we came back, and yesterday I saw a news story about how down in like Tallahassee or something, these teens did a bunch of car.
Normal
and
teenage shit.
They were being chased by cops, and they stole another car in the chase. And then
that's kind of impressive.
Yeah. Then they got caught. Okay? Like you do.
Yep.
Police do this all the time.
Yes.
I don't want to be a cop ever.
No.
Just got to deal with the worst fucking people.
Yeah.
And they're
I'm not condoning that some of their actions that we see these days.
No, obviously.
But
no.
I certainly understand that their job isn't so much high stress in terms of life-threatening
situations.
They have to
deal with a lot of shitty people.
But they have to deal with shit.
I
so
think
hard.
Everybody's got a valid fucking point. It's just they don't want to concede their point.
They just need something to take the stress.
Cops are being super shitty. People are being super shitty. Well, you were super shitty first. No, you were super shitty
it's
first.
We're self-eating snake with the police.
But it's like, no, you're all
shit
bad.
Yeah, you all suck. All of you.
You got a bad job, but
that's why people like aren't okay with like the purge if there's a real thing.
I don't know. After seeing the second purge. I am not fucking cool with the purge.
After seeing Rick and Morty's purge.
Yeah, and Rick and Morty's purge? Nah, man. Mm. Side note, absolutely fucking love Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
like, that was made. Justin Sutherland watched it. I can feel it.
I was telling you forever to watch it. I know you haven't watched
it. But I told you when it shows up on Netflix.
The Grim Reaper? Right?
cartoon, Justin.
Yeah. No, he is.
I deserve it. Reaper, fuck you.
No, it's a brother. No, it's a brother and a sister.
Anyways, so they stole another car, got caught.
No, that's maybe.
They show up in jail, and or not in jail, in court.
Pause. For fucking serious. I hate you so hard. You can't.
I was letting it be. I stopped listening. They show up in jail, and they're grandstanding in jail, like Twitter grandstand. And then all the people that showed up for them start screaming about, free my Pookie, like...
Just you're lying.
No, they are like making a mockery of the court, and the court is like, "Fuck your couch." And they gave everybody extra charges, and then everybody that was there for them
contempt of court.
Yes, and they all got fucking carried. But they're just like, they turned it into a party in like their 15 minutes. You're like, 15 minutes with Bubba in the shower ain't gonna be that nice because you were fucking grandstanding in court. And you're like, well, there's still that down there. But the food's great.
Like, it's like, that's what I was saying. Like, if we did the whole cotton curtain thing, all the people who wanted to not be a part of the shit can move up. And everybody else, like, give them, like, Idaho can move back.
Warning or something.
Well, a year, because let's be real, because I'll get in the food. You know?
Yeah, like, if your address changes because of some county ordinance, they give you a year. I mean, yeah. Give people a year to
give them
fucking
a year, like, realistically. And you do it as a voucher where, like, you can do, like, a home exchange. Where, if you're used to living in a trailer park and, well, everywhere in the South, you can move up here and you have the entire state of Idaho. I mean, it's a win-win. You know?
And then the Ku Klux Klan can move out of Idaho
and down into Florida. And for them, the only difference is more sun. That's it. There's going to be their trailer parks. They'll have their god
so
who hates them with his tornadoes.
So basically, you want the United States to become clicky, and then the good people up here and the bad people down here, and then the race of people here.
Well, it depends on your view of good people and bad people.
Well, yeah.
If you vote for Donald Trump, you get to go back to the southern states on the Confederacy. Basically, if you're a part of the Confederacy, you're part of the Confederacy, and the wall goes up
they
around you.
They probably promise people, like, you know, a piece of land and some, you know.
Yeah, because animals. The last time the government said people got a piece of land and animals, that worked out so...
A mule.
It didn't. It did not work out well. It did the opposite, spoiler
well,
alert.
Well, do you have...
Mules are only good for if you're looking
for
gold.
I got shit. So. No, three... My land ain't even worth the equivalent of 3 acres
worth of... Fucking white people, right?
Yeah, fucking white people. We'll say a lot, but, you know... Fucking white people. Mm-hmm. How great would that be? Like a world of
and
just...
And then Woody Woodpecker comes out alive and takes off.
Yeah, you're just like, really? Fuck. No, I ended up having a whole conversation with Kale. Well, Angela had it first. She was watching Kale. She was putting him in bed. She had to watch him at the house because she lives far away and shit. And I was at work.
At your house?
Yeah, and so she's putting him to bed. And Kale's been listening to a lot of Bob Marley lately. Like when he goes to bed.
Yeah.
Normal kids have lullabies and shit. Kale listens to Marley, which is great.
That's cool.
Because when we're awake, all Avery wants to listen to is Seven Dust, Metallica, Rob Zombie, and AC/DC.
I keep trying to get the kids into my music, and they're like, nope.
Kale loves it. It's bass-heavy stuff that Kale doesn't like because it hurts his ears. So we'll listen to funk and some hip-hop and stuff, but if it's bass-heavy, it's not good on his ears.
Funk and hip-hop.
But, yeah, good music. Like, 90s hip-hop. Like, I'll be real. Basically, from 1988... to 1998
like
is
tribe
his
and
yeah like is good music to listen to. Yeah, and he loves it because it's great music. But currently, he doesn't know the song where it goes getting kind of hectic. So I don't know where he gets that from.
Carter's favorite thing about Jacksonville, by the way, was that Limp Bizkit's still pretty big down there.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like the music scene is still stuck in the 90s.
That's
and I
so
love
awesome.
It. I was like, is Cisco still around? He's like, probably.
That's so cool.
Singing about thongs on beaches and shit.
But no, we're Angela shoots me a text and she's like, you're gonna need to have a conversation with Kale, and I'm like, fuck.
Virgin bees, son.
Something, right? And she goes, so we're listening to Bob Marley and Buffalo Soldiers comes on.
Yeah.
So his mom, who for 99.9% of the audience don't know, is really white. She's like Whitey and I apologize, White.
Does she listen to
the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. But she's like really white. And our son is mixed, because I'm the black guy. Rainbow children, if you're wondering when you're looking at our Twitter. I'm the black guy. No, they cannot tell.
I'm the white guy.
Jarrell's the other black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But which one's Morris?
Oh, I already won today.
He's Morris Day today.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
You're
Max, by the way.
The silence you heard, but the general contempt was wonderful.
I'm not sure Jacob said one fucking word all day.
Oh, you almost got him to say something. I was waiting for it.
Oh, speaking of paragraphs, it's his birthday today.
What?
Yeah. It's Troy's birthday.
Oh, it is? No, because I got on the inner tube box, right, and I said, hey, you're old. You made it around the sun one more time.
I was going to say we should make a Facebook video, because they go, make a video for your friend's birthday.
Oh, I think we should wait to do that just to piss him off. Yeah. Justin used to do it.
We could all do it.
I don't know how to operate that.
We go, hey, he's probably right. He doesn't know how to operate it.
Plus, I don't know where I would go on the Facebook actually to find that
Troy's profile. Then you just write things.
I don't know if I'm his friend on there.
If I were Troy. That's,
yeah, I wouldn't be your friend either. Did you see how old he was?
Sure. 37?
30 fucking 7, dude.
In a row?
Fucking 37. Yeah.
I was like, the dude's like 40. Like, he's old now. I was like, you're almost actually old.
Actually, like, just guessing.
He's having his first baby soon.
Yeah.
He got married and didn't invite any of us.
Any of us.
He got married?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Troy's got a wife.
Yeah. He's an adult too? Adult, dude.
No, he's got a kid on the way.
Yeah. Like, he's straight adult.
So, we need to have Troy over and go, where was our invitation, Troy?
But do it silent. Like, we'll all be passive aggressive to Troy.
I'll put the knives away, Justin, so he doesn't stab at you.
I'm pretty sure he'll find a balloon, blow it up with air, and find a way to stab Justin with it.
I wear my chainmail. I just gotta worry about my...
You don't have chainmail.
That you know of.
You don't
have that you don't have. At all. You don't have the patience to, one, make your own chainmail. Two, no one in their right mind
would... Called eBay.
It's the only way you're ever going to acquire anything.
I don't know how we got this far down this rabbit hole.
Because it's us and it's our Twitch fan.
But where we came from.
Bob Marley, Kale.
Buffalo Soldier, right. So how did you have to explain Buffalo Soldier?
So Angela's like, I've been trying to talk to Kale about Buffalo Soldier. And I'm like, okay.
You shouldn't have
that. How's that going? And she's like, I'm going to turn it over to you and your dad. And I'm like, oh, yeah, really? Because, like, no shit.
Dude, the 7-year-old?
Yeah. And so she's like...
He's 7, right?
Kale?
Yeah.
He'll be 7 in August.
Okay.
That
was close.
Yeah, but so I was like, so how did it go? And he's listening to the song. And so he's like, why would anyone take anybody? Like, and you know Kale's tone.
That's how you feel like, now, dude. But, like, back then, they just took people.
Well, no, and that was the thing. And Angela's like... He was like, why would people take people, then tell them to fight for them? And this right here is where anyone, at any point in time, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you, in any way, go, maybe slavery was a good idea, whatever, if you are on this side of the, there are people, like a quarter of the people who vote for Trump, were like, slavery is probably not that bad.
You ever watch that Free Hugs Trump video? Where
yeah,
he
I
goes,
watched yeah, that.
That,
the, and the, that, no, that's a
that real lady thing. Sitting like, black is good. White is better.
Yeah. Like, that level of shit.
Who are you voting for? Not Trump. Move along.
Yeah, they're get out of here, nigger.
They're not voting for Trump. Yeah. I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, in the face. Yeah, and she goes, I'm going to punch you in the face. And you're like, really, you ignorant bitch. But, like, my 6-year-old kid is like, this is not right. That is a bad thing to do. And he's like, why would people do this? Why would someone do this to someone else?
Profit.
And well, and Angela's like, I find it really difficult. She's like, it's hard to say this is what white people did. And then he goes, yeah, mom, but you're white. See how, because you guys are white, he's not really white. You're kind of uncomfortable because you're like, how do you explain that?
I'm half, or mostly.
Trump wins, you ain't white, dude.
I'm as white as Justin is. Like,
Justin's yeah, but most, you're white. Yeah. Justin's
you're mostly white.
Justin. He's yeah, yeah no, summer hits, Justin's building the wall.
You got Deanna blood in you, man.
Yeah, but his always, dad's blood will show up when he has to build that fucking wall. You'll see it.
I just actually won't be pale like...
Yeah. Right? As the inside of your arms are whiter than your fucking rug thing behind you.
I know.
Yeah. But, so she talked to... She tried to talk to him about it a little bit, and it didn't go well. She's like, I don't know how to, like... explain it to him, and I'm like, that right there is like, white people don't get it. Like, they don't, like, how do you explain
like,
that?
Like, talking and
yeah,
stuff
like, and he's like, you don't get it. And it's like, what do you mean I don't get it? Because you don't get it. If you have to have it explained, then you don't get it. There's no other way around it. So it's like, I'll talk to him-ish, sort of. So, I get home, and she has to leave.
Humanity's full of shitty people, Kale.
Yeah, and I get home, and he's in bed, and I'm rubbing his back.
Roll some cake.
And he's like,
he's like, Mom said you would talk to me about Buffalo Soldier. And it's late. And I'm like, all right, I'll give you a few. We'll go over a little bit.
Side note on Buffalo Soldier. Played that and the Banana Splits theme song back to back at the same time. They both go, yoy, yoy, yoy. But the Banana Splits theme song goes, yoy, 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 da, 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 da. Bob Marley ripped off the Banana Splits. Came out earlier, too.
Yeah.
He did? He vanilla iced?
Yeah, put them...
With the ting made it different? Mm-hmm,
put them back to back.
Oh, shit.
The Banana Splits theme song goes...
I love that, because they're like riding go-karts and everything.
I remember seeing that all the time on Boomerang.
Yeah, Boomerang was still...
That's the only thing I miss. It's on. Boomerang's still on. They still show all this.
I miss watching Boomerang at Joe's.
Oh, there was no
You can't watch fucking cartoons while you're working. We're like, but we make voices. We're still working.
There was no greater thing to do than ad-lib fucking Johnny Quest at like 8 o'clock at night. And the bar, because my voice projects, as we all know, can hear me ad-libbing Johnny Quest.
And they'd be turning
full
around.
Of racism, just watching Johnny Quest while I ad-libbed an entire show.
You've been to Joe's, right, Jacob? Yeah. And there's the two windows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the top window wasn't full of growlers at one point. And we would turn on the TVs directly across from the kitchen... to Boomerang, and we would make bad 70s ad-lib.
Because Johnny Quest is really fucking racist.
Yeah.
Like, he was way racist.
With Haji and shit. Yeah. And we would just, like, blurt out.
Just add, like, while there's dialogue, but it's muted, so we're just doing it. And the people are like, what the fuck? And they turn around and see it, and just watch an episode of Johnny Quest.
See us staring at the TV. Yeah. Fucking
but they would have a
shit.
Good time. We would have a good time. And then...
This was like, you can't watch cartoons anymore. Like,
there's no real, I mean, other than the whole we're supposed to be working, other than that, you know, it was enjoyable.
I miss it. I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I don't agree with it.
But I see it.
But I see it.
All right, so you walk in, he's like, Mom, we'll talk to you.
So I'm trying to talk to him about racism, slavery, and general just shittiness of people. And it's me... And even with a six-year-old, me and tact are not good things. I'm not good at it. And I try.
I'd never guess.
Right? Chris being tactful, problem? What? So, I'm trying to do it in a way of, like, he would understand. It's not so much being tactful in a, I don't want him to be upset, but I need him to understand while not having him have nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially since he's in bed right now.
Yeah, and so, and it's going to bum him out. And he is visibly upset and uncomfortable by it. And so we talk about it a little bit, and he's like, I don't like people. And it's like the saddest thing in the world. Like, I basically have told the six-year-old that all fairies and Santa and all of the shit doesn't exist. Which is its own funny story, because he figured out nothing exists based on Easter Bunny.
That's a heavy conversation to have with the six-year-old.
Yeah, and so I was trying to find a way to talk to him about it. It's really difficult not to talk about shitty points in history, but with the six-year-old to put it in a concept that they would understand while still not nerfing it, you know? And
like, Jack's wicked fucking smart, but he's still fucking three, and so I got hurt in four now. This, man.
Like, yeah, you gotta put it in a way that they're gonna understand, but it can't be too highbrow, the way they're gonna go, I'm just glad I don't poop myself anymore. You know?
Yeah.
And so when I'm explaining it to him, and...
Nothing as heavy as fucking Buffalo Soldier.
No, yeah.
You know, shit.
But I'm trying to talk to him about it, and I was like, you know what, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but it is late, and I don't want you to go to bed upset. You know? So, and he's like, I just don't like people, I'm really mad right now. Okay. And I'm like, your rage is justified, but it's like... When a six-year-old gets it, but yet there are shit-ass adults out there.
50-year-olds, 60-year-olds.
Yeah,
fucking
who are
usually 50 and 60-year-olds. Yeah,
who are so shitty. But it's like,
even
if a six-year-old...
Like our age, though, are fucking all for
it. Yeah, no, and there's shit-ass people that are like, Trump's okay, these things are fine, oh, it's just the way he said it. Yeah, it's not racism. No, it is what it fucking is.
All the Mexicans are rapists. And
yeah,
they're sending other worst people.
And
it's like, they're sending the most dangerous people.
There's nothing...
So it's the ones that get up and go. They're...
Yeah, and the thing that really sucked is when he's like, but Mom's white.
Yeah.
And so it's, and I was like, one, you need to remember that this was during a time when, I was like, people like myself, being black, and people like you were essentially not allowed to be around people who were white, like your mom or Nina
And
well, there were the, white people that got it. Like,
yeah, and I was like, and it wasn't everybody. I was like, this wasn't an everybody thing. Well,
and
I mean,
and there were white slaves back then as well.
Like, yeah, and it's, so it's
not all white people.
Hashtag. Yeah. So I mean, I'm like, I'm trying to like,
it's more. Yeah. It's not just.
And I was like, there's. It's just I was like, a, and I was like, a lot of people were shitty.
It was an image issue back then.
Yeah, and I was like, a lot of people were shitty to other people. End of story. I was like, people were just
people are still shit.
And I, yeah, and this is where it gets weird. And I was like, some people just don't like people because of the way they look. I was like, it's still around now, but it's different now by a margin. Not saying it's better, not saying it's worse. We are complete differences actually when it comes to being treated that way. We're just not slaves in regards to the way some people's perspectives are. Not like there's Jim Crow laws or anything, but just in perspective, it is a little bit better. And he goes, like the guy who wants the wall built because people look different. And I'm just, because we watch Daily Show all the time. He's six! Oh, and he's like, that guy's a fuck. Like, he doesn't like Trump. He saw Trump and he was like, I don't like him. He looks like a mean guy. Just saw the guy.
Yeah,
he heard him talk and he's talking crap about people. And it was one of, it was like the whole montage spiel of him going, because the guy had cerebral palsy or whatever.
Yeah,
and he's making fun of the
and women and all this. And Kale's like, why is he so mean? He is a butthead. Six, and a better person than, based on the numbers, 50% of the people.
And here's this other family. You know, when you and I were Snapchatting, and you were going to Seattle, and we're flying. There was another family right next to us, and they were all dressed in, like, Presbyterian school or Catholic school, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the TVs are on all over the, and the kids gotta be like sick, like Kale's age.
Yeah.
Donald Trump comes on. Oh, it's Donald Trump. They clap in their hands like Donald. And I'm like, you're failing as parents.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Right?
You look like a lovely family, but stop.
It's so full of ignorance.
Right there.
So full of, and it's like it's embarrassing.
As it like,
as a human being,
he's
for
a
one.
Shit person. Like,
yeah, like, but I mean, like, not even just as like a like as a human being, not as a black guy or an American, but as a human being.
And he's supposed to represent like our country.
Yeah, like you don't have to. You don't have to agree with a person based on their political views on how things should be run.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be a left. It doesn't always have to be a right.
But you should be a decent person.
Yeah, that should be a requirement.
You should have some, like. A friend of ours, a regular, he doesn't like Obama. The
bearded one?
Yeah. He doesn't like Obama, not because of decisions he has made. He actually agrees with some of them. He's like...
a small business owner.
He's
taxes.
He's in the middle. He's not hardcore conservative. He's traditional conservative. He is not the Fox News conservative, but he does watch Fox News.
Does he?
Yeah, but not that. Like, because he hates both sides, but he does lean more towards the right. Now,
I know he leans towards the right.
He's
an
independent conservative, would be a way to describe it.
Fantastic fellow.
Yeah. But he's an independent conservative, but the thing that he dislikes about Obama is that he doesn't like that Obama goes on things like The View or has been on TV in a non-presidential position. He feels that the president should be. But essentially, have the ideology of a king should not the king should not
meddle
with the peasants.
There's
they should
a
not.
Lot of people like
and
that too,
and that's his mindset. But then but it's like, but that's gets... the same group that was like Ronald Reagan, the actor, as president. So it's a weird like, but you can be president, but once you're president, you're not allowed.
It's the same
to be with the common folk
that said, well, you can't make fun of George Bush; he's the president, respect him, and then. Save the most vitriolic face.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Shun the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, and then they're like, nope.
But say...
like, Obama's a piece of shit, nigger commie, social commie, nigger, Muslim, Kenyan, nigger.
And...
yeah, no, it's okay. I give you permission. It's not a fun word. But no, like, it's, like, when he doesn't think the president should be... with the regular folk.
You should be in a closed fucking office.
Essentially, they should be that. And I understand that, but I also look at the world as, like, it's America. The one thing, like, not even just us, but, like, nations that have presidents versus having a, not, I don't want to say a dictator, but their national hierarchy, whether it be a president or a prime minister, whatever it is.
some kings.
Yeah, some kings. But the way it's presented is that you see a general level of happiness towards an individual in power when they are down with the common folk in that regard. Bill Clinton playing the saxophone, showing that he's a human being, he's not a puppet. Like, not saying that he's not, but in the presentation of this person, you awesome see man. These aspects of them that show that they have common interests. So you get the common man. It's like, I feel it's strange that the right wing is so much, we want the common man to be the president. We're the common man. We're like you. But the moment that individual displays an act of a common man, then they're like, nope, not allowed to be president because they're showboating the presidency. But then those are the same people who use Trump as their like fucking messiah to joke that you're like, you know, the things that you're saying are those things. And I just find it sad. I don't get it.
Really downer way to end the podcast.
It's a downer way to end the podcast. People are going to think. They're going to go, that was irritatingly deep. You sons of bitches. Whatever. We haven't been able to hang out in a week. Got a lot of people.
Well, I haven't been on here in like almost a month.
Was I on the last ones? Yeah, because Pat was here.
You were on the last ones because you and Pat had a fucking like bromance.
Yeah, it was way hot. It was
way hot. Which I just got that up.
I saw that this morning. I
still haven't heard it. I want to.
Yeah.
That's because I just got it.
Just today.
I didn't get to it before we left.
I was actually going to post one. I was going to try to do one this last week with PJ for Batman Superman.
Yeah.
I was going to get the Podbean stuff from you and then hang out with him for like a half hour, hour and do a quick one and then busy, new job, me tired, go sleep.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, the whole thing. We do need to do that, though. You saw Batman Superman, right?
No.
Robert's seen it like 5 times.
Robert got kids.
Fair, but again, dude has seen it 5 times. He can give us like a real insight on it this week.
Hey,
yeah, no, like yesterday he saw it, like right after we got done at the party, he went and saw it. I've seen it twice.
Last night?
Yeah. He went and saw it yesterday, like right after the party.
We're planning on going.
Because I don't want to get so far away that we can't do our fan review of it. So we need to do that.
That's the part of doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to warn you beforehand about Robert then. Won't like it.
Yeah, I know he likes it even though the role doesn't. Nobody likes that movie. Still made $500 million. You liked it?
I enjoyed parts of it.
My mom's name is Martha. My mom's name is Martha. Did we just become friends? Yeah.
No, because there are parts in that. You know who reminded me of that was Liz, well before the movie even came out. Liz was like, randomly one day.
Liz still won't see it. She refuses.
She won't see it?
Yeah.
We were working one day, and she's like, who's Batman's parents' names? I was like, Tom and Martha. And she's like, who's Superman's parents' name? I was like, John and Martha. And she's like, both of their moms are named Martha? And this was at least a year ago.
Yeah,
and I remember only in the movie, like the moment happens, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like Liz predicted essentially the end of this movie. I don't care if it's a spoiler alert; you haven't seen it. It's your own fault.
All I've seen like, is the fucking Martha,
the Martha. Yeah, no, it's a weird way to go, but I mean, it's not the whole. Let's just team up over common ideologies, or that I'm not a shit person who's Clint Eastwood with a fucking costume. But you know, whatever.
Oh, here's how. We could end the podcast. Yesterday was the dude's birthday.
Yes.
And we went to the trampoline place.
We are all going. We're going for Kales.
Yeah.
We are all doing the obstacle course.
Speaking of which.
I still can't walk.
Me neither. Because Jay and I did the obstacle course. And you jump down on a pet. Yeah. And you climb up a trampoline.
And they get the foam squares.
You know what I think I found what my problem was? I didn't wear my glasses, so I had zero depth perception.
No, Jacob, I couldn't see that the mat wasn't there.
Landed on the floor.
So you run up this trampoline.
And then you go over a wall.
Up on a wall.
Yeah.
Right? And you gotta jump off the wall.
And you gotta have a little bit of like
It honestly looked like the wall was like 6 feet.
It's a little higher.
It was a bit higher, yeah.
It's a good jump.
What you're supposed to do is go out. You're supposed to have a step. You're supposed to go this way.
I went out a little
bit. No. You both went up, over.
Well, I grabbed the side and lowered myself.
Up. Oh, you were like, and gravity went,
mine.
And so,
floor.
Off this jump, Jacob and I both missed the mat.
Jacob fucked up his calf. I fucked up my heel. I still can't walk very well.
He can't either. He got up, limp through it, and you think it's like the foam that he's walking, like struggling
that
through.
That it's hard to get
it's
through.
Not. You just, it's just.
Because after this jump, you gotta go under a fucking net.
No, after the jump, you have to go over the rope wall that you walked around.
He goes over the rope wall, and he straight goes, I got this, and Dro goes, nope. He climbs down.
I shimmied out.
I had no clue you went around that rope wall.
It was wonderful. You didn't have your glasses on. And you were way ahead of me. But my foot really fucking hurt. Yeah.
It was awesome
Look,
to
I
watch.
Even scraped gonna... up my knees going through under that car.
Did you? We're going, and we're going to go to this yeah. window. At the very
so
latest kid's
like,
birthday.
Like, padding where you're supposed to land, and you guys just missed
yeah,
it?
There's
yeah,
there's a
miss. Yeah, they just missed
at
it.
At the bottom.
Yeah, they just missed
we
it.
We both missed it.
But we're going to do it, and we're all going to go.
Okay. So we're the reason all those signs are around, like, fractures and shit happen here.
Yeah.
Because
why don't they just put it like right underneath it then?
Well,
I think the mat scooch forward.
Yeah, like where kids were, and it just gets nudged and they need to go
and
in.
Kids
and
fucking
it.
Jump off the wall, like, ee! And like land 10
Because they're kids, so they go, look at me having no 30 years of adult pain.
Whereas, like, Jacob and I are starting to get old.
Yeah. You saw, they were good, and then you saw, hey, old age, how are you? Right boom. About there.
And then you climb up a wall, and it's cool, and you ride down.
You go down the firefall.
Yeah. So I ain't gonna lie, after that fall, I was surprised either of you made it up that fucking the climbing wall. And that's being real. That's not trying to be mean.
No,
just
no,
the,
no.
You both hit and it went, and you heard him hit. And then I was like, there it goes. And then they get up and they do their thing and then they're climbing up that wall. I'm like, go, go, go. Because it's just it's like, if there's no motivation, I'm like, I'm just gonna lay down.
I was worried you were gonna finally win because the kid's in front of us on the wall.
Yeah, no, you totally were gonna. If you didn't lay there for like a full second longer, you would have beat him. Because those kids were just like, let's dink around for 30 full fucking
like,
seconds.
I didn't even care to like raise. I'm just like, Jacob, I need somebody to do this with me so I'm not a fucking just old guy running.
Yeah,
the side of course.
It'll get us ready for Dirty Dash.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome though.
You guys gonna do Dirty Dash?
I think everybody should.
No, dude, it's fun.
It's so much fun.
You ain't even gotta run. You can walk the whole thing.
Yeah, it's only 5 miles.
It's not even that. It's 5K.
Oh, it used to be 5 miles.
It used to be.
I don't like me for 5 miles. It's I'm around me all the time.
It's in June or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like a weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably have that off.
I'll have it off.
I'll have it off.
Yeah.
I pick up.
Just fucking, yeah, just take it off.
I don't even. Yeah.
Anyway.
Car.